Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud. And today, in a somewhat of a departure, we have a relatively short shiur dealing with Molech, and that is the listed earlier in the Mishnah that listed all the Chayvei Sekila. And again, now we're going through the details of what is Mechayev and what is not. You first of all have to hand your child, or we'll see not only your own children, over to the priest or the officiants of Molech, and he also has to pass through the fire. Parenthetically, it's important to note that Molech worship did not necessarily or even at all involve burning of children or killing of children. It was a passing through the fire ceremony, as we'll see. So the Mishnah three times says the same thing, which is that you are only liable if you do both. Now, we had the previous Mishnah that dealt with Avodah Zarah and gave all the parameters of that, and now we have a separate Mishnah about Molech. Why is that the case? We assume that Molech is a form of idolatry, and it is. It turns out we have Machloket, whether or not Molech is really a subset of Avodah Zarah, or is a separate type, a category of Avodah Zarah. Tanya, Chama Molech, Chada Shar Avodah Zarah, Chayav. Koren Tanakama, whether you pass your child through the fire for Molech or any other Avodah Zarah, whether or not it's the form of Avodah Zarah, of that thing, you're Chayav. Which means we now have, as it were, a fifth kind of worship that's universal. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer, La Molech Chayav, Shalom La Molech Patur. And we'll see an explication of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon's opinion a little later. Now, Abaye does what Abaye often does, which is to draw opinions of disparate Tanaim together. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanim, and Tikonos, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, had the Amran, the statement he made. Rabbi Chanim, and Tikonos, the Tanya, and Tikonos, Omer, Mimnei Ma, Tafsa Torah, Lashon Molech. Why did the Torah call it Molech? Well, the easiest explanation is that's the name of it. But Kol Shim Lichu Halem, and it was anything that the people took on themselves as a lord, as a king, as a god, Afilu tshur, afilu kisem, even if it's a rock or a stick, that it's still in violation. So now, the idea is that it has to be Molech. It's a unique kind of thing of Molech. Rava Amar, Molech Arai Ikabenayu. He disagrees with Abaye, and he says that there is a difference between their opinions, and that is a temporary Molech. Rabbi Elazar Shimon says, no, it's only the real deal. And Rabbi Chanan and Tigona says, no, even anything that you temporarily call Molech, that is good enough, and you are chayav for that. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Eino chayav ad shimsirenu lakomarin. So first of all, you have to hand them over to the officiants. Shinemaru mizaracha lo titen lahavir lamolech. The text says, do not give him. So you have to give him over to the officiants. I mean, if you bring him yourself and walk him over, you're not chayav. Tanya na mihachi, yachol hevir v'lo masar ye chayav. I might think that you're chayav if you pass them over without handing him to them. Tamalomar lo titen. I might think that if you hand them over, but they don't pass them through the fire, you're chayav. This is, of course, the backstory on the Mishnah. Tomo lamar lahavir, therefore it says lahavir. Masar vavir shalom olech. If you hand him over and they pass him, but it's for some other god, yachol yechayav, I might think you're chayav. Tomo lamar lamolech. Has to be molech. Masar vavir lamolech v'lova esh. If you did it for molech, but it wasn't esh. You passed them through water, passed them through something else. Now notice, in our pasuk, it doesn't say esh. But in a later pasuk in Dvarim, it says, there should not be found among you anyone who passes his son or daughter through the esh. So lahavir is the kicker. Ma lahalan ba'esh, afkan ba'esh. Just like that's talking about esh, so here it's only esh. Uma kan molech, and just like here it's only molech. Af lahalan molech. So similarly, the passage in Shoftim is only for Molech. Ra'acha brei d'Rava, hervir kol zaro patur. Interesting take, that if you were to take all of your children and all of your descendants and pass them through the fire, you're patur. Shnemar mi zaracha v'lo kol zaracha, meaning some of your, not all of your children. Boi Ravashi, haviro suma mahu. What if you walked the kid over and the kid was blind? Yashen mahu, or he was sleeping, meaning that he had no ability to be part of an active participant. Ben Beno Ben Bitomahu, what about your grandson through your son or your daughter? So evidently they understood that it was, at least in their times, that it was only sons that were passed. Even though in the text it says Beno Vito. Tifshot miachada. There's only one of them we can answer. Tanya ki mizarona tam lamolech. Why does Hashem say, I'm going to pay special attention to this guy and punish him? Because he gave me zaro. It only talks about sons and daughters. How do I know grandsons also? Therefore, zera, any court of descendants. But what's interesting here is, the Tana started with asking a question about one pasuk and then answered it by saying, that's why there's a different pasuk. There's something else going on. The answer is drasha achrinahu. There's a separate drasha here, which is zaro, ein li ela zera kasher. Zera pasul minayin. What if you have a child that's illegitimate? Are you chayav? Tamad lomar, bititom mizaro. Any of your children you pass through. Okay, I'm Rav Yehuda. Eno chayav ad shivrenu derech havara. You have to pass them through in the normal way of passing. What's that? Ech dami. Rabbaye shragat aliv nimimitzi. They have a row of bricks in the middle. Nora mihaigis of Nora mihaigis. There's a fire on each side, and the kid walks on the wall. Rav Amar, kimashvarta de puraya. The bonfire is a Purim. Evidently, kids had a custom on Purim. They'd make a bonfire, and they'd jump over the bonfire. That's what molech is. Tanya kavate de Rav, and we have a brayta that supports Rava. Eino chayva ad shiaviranu derech havara. Havirava rego patur. If you walked him over, you're patur. That's exactly like Rava. Now, in the meantime, the brayta continues. Eino chayva ela al yotzei rechot. It's only for your descendants. Your son or your daughter, you chayav. And we already saw grandchildren. But if it's your father, your mother, your siblings, then patur, you're exempt. What if you walked yourself over the fire? Patur. He says you chayav. We'll see why in a moment. And then the bright concludes with something that we saw earlier. Doesn't matter whether it's molech or any other one. And take a look at Rashi. On the previous Amud, he explains what the difference is about whether you say Echa Ya'avdu is therefore Kedarka, and therefore Molech is already covered. Therefore, Molech, it must be even for Shaloh Kedarka. That's Tanakama. And Rav Elazar Shimon says, no, Molech is not a subset of Avodah Zarah. It's not learned from Echa Ya'avdu. And therefore, we need the Pasuk to tell us specifically about Molech. Amar Ula, my time to Rav Elazar Shimon. Why does he say that if you walk yourself over your Chayav, Amar Kra lo imatse v'cha ma'avir bino. Meaning, literally, the contextual meaning is, it should not be found among you. But the way he's reading it out of context is, it should not be found in you. Meaning, you should not be one who walks over. V'cha ma'atzvacha. Rabbanan lo darshi b'ach. Rabbanan don't darshan v'cha as being you. V'atnan aviratov avirat aviv shalo kademet. The Mishnah at the end of the second paragraph of Matzia says that if you have a chance to recover your own Avedah, or the Avedah of your father, then you should recover your own Avedah first. Why? My time, of Yehuda Markra, Efes ki lo yevachayev yon. And lo yevachayev yon is the same kind of structure, and the simple pshat is, there shall not be found among you a poor one, but the way they're darshani it is, you shall not be poor. Shalokalem shalokaladam. So we see the Rabbanan Darshan Becha as being, even though contextually it means among you, but for this purpose it means you, yourself, in you. The answer is Hatam Miefes. In that context, they learned it not from the word Becha, but rather from the word Efes. Indeed, there shall not be you yourself, shall not be poor. Okay, Rayosu Bachanina, Shalosh Kreitot Bavodah Zara Lama. Why does the Torah three different times say you get karet for doing Avodah Zarah twice in the context of Molech and once in the context of Avodah Zarah itself? It will see the Pasuk at the in Parshat Shlach. The answer is Achat Kedarka, Achat Shalosh Kedarka, we know what that is already, Vachat Lamolech. Olamandam are Molech Avodah Zarah, but according to Tanakam of that Braita that says Molech is really just part of Avodah Zarah, so karet b'molech lamali. What do I need another karet of molech? La'avir b'no shalok adarka. If you pass him through in an unusual way, right? Which means that it's because remember, according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, molech is separate, so he needs three. According to Tanakama, that molech is part of Avodah Zarah, he also says yachayv for molech if you do it to another god. So therefore yachayv karet. Well, the manda amar gadef Avodah Zarah, he, according to the manda amar that we'll see in Kretot, that megadef is really a subset of Avodah Zarah. Why do we need karet and megadef, the parsha we're going to see in Shlach? So Gertanya, he karet to karet, he shall be cut off. He karet b'olam hazeh to karet b'olam habad. An extra karet to tell you, Karet is also in the world to come. Tivra Bekiva. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Balakvar Neimar V'Nichvatav. We already have a third one. Chishlosha Olamot Yesh. Are there three worlds? Ela V'Nichvatav Olam Hazeh. Ikaret Olam Va. And Rabbi Shmuel Lishitato. Ti Karet. Tivra Torah Kushom Bnei Adam. Ikaret Tikaret is the typical way the Torah speaks. And that is not a fodder for a drasha. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.